Some weeks ago, my attention was drawn by a local river pollution activist to what was happening in a tributary of the River Neb in St. John's. There's a sewage treatment works close by a collection of homes, some 16 homes, I believe. But it was what was going into the water that was causing concern and, I was told, on a hot day, quite a smell as well. So I went to have a look. I've come now through a garden in St. John's, a back garden, and I'm now standing beside a tributary of the River Neb. And with me is John Griffiths, who for years now has been keeping an eye on the condition of Manx rivers. There's a pipe across there. Now, first of all, where does that pipe come from?
It comes from the sewage treatment plant on the other side of the river.
We can see it over there. It's a sort of concrete block of a thing.
One of the holding tanks, yeah, no.
And that's been there presumably for decades.
Decades, yeah.
Now, just looking at the pipe, what's coming out of it, I can see for myself that a third of the river flowing down the Neb is grey. So what's in there?
Well, it's the effluent from the treatment plant. It should be crystal clear.
I got in touch with both the Environment Department and Manx Utility. Now, a response written to John Griffiths and flagging up appreciation that something needs to be done. It reads, Manx Utility has been investigating the discharge from the St. John's Sewage Treatment Works and have undertaken a full clean of the works. The works is an old filter bed system and is due to be upgraded to a new system. It's currently at design stage. MU is progressing it as quickly as possible. Manx Utilities collect samples every 2 weeks to assess compliance against discharge license conditions. However, due to the recent issue, the DEFRA Environmental Protection Unit has asked them to change this to weekly so we can monitor the discharging effluent more closely, and MU have agreed. There have been a number of ammonia breaches in the last 12 months, which Manx Utilities believe could be due to the warm and dry weather, combined with additional loading in St. John's from TT and Manx Grand Prix. Manx Utilities is looking into a way to reduce the ammonia concentration in the discharge, which in other locations has been achieved through dosing to increase the alkalinity of the influent. There may be some ongoing issues, but the replacement of the works will eventually resolve it, they say. Meanwhile, continuing sampling will give an idea of whether the full clean-up has improved the process. The cooler weather, they add, should also help. A response from DEFRA, an active response from the department to something that was, apart from seeming pollution of a watercourse, getting right up the noses of the locals.